We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to our buddy Kim Bocamper here for a couple minutes. Jacksonville, Miami, tonight, Thursday night football. Bo, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, and nothing like a Jacksonville Dolphin game to get you fired up on a Thursday afternoon.
Hey, fifth quarter, man, you better cool down.
The schedule makers and us said, man, after that first couple weeks, we need a little break on Thursday night.
Hey, all right, Bo. Hey, so Bo, we've been all week this matchup and technique and all this stuff. Man, we just got to win some one-on-one battles. Have we overthought this a little bit on what we need to do different defensively?
You know, I just think this team right now needs to be, you're going to go through all the normal things that you need to prepare for a short week and get ready and look at them. But I think, you know, for the Dolphins in a short week, I think their concentration needs to be on themselves. You know, what have I not done right to help us win? You know, what mistakes have I been making to make us lose and not win? So I think this is more to me. Look, Jacksonville's got some nice players. Minnesota's playing well, and they got the running back James Robinson's running well, which doesn't bode well for the Dolphins' defense so far. But you know, I just think that they've got to clean up their own house. You know, they've gotten pushed around a little bit, which is disturbing. But I think more times than not, there's like one guy makes a mistake here, and the next play, some other guy makes a mistake, and they've got to find a way to kind of clean up their house. And I think if they can play a game that's a little cleaner and a little more tight, I think they've got an opportunity to grab their first win tonight.
Bo, isn't it great that we're starting a Dolphin segment, a preview segment, and we're not talking about Tua? I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't have one of those games where we're talking about, hey, is it Tua time yet or not? It wasn't Fitz that lost that game last weekend, that's for sure, right?
No doubt. I mean, look, you had opportunities. You know, you had Xavier Howard where they had that opportunity for a pick, and it would have been a nice catch if he caught it, but that would have made a difference. And Preston Williams, you know, dropping a ball right in the end zone, that would have made a difference and could have changed the outcome of the game. So, you know, it's again. I go back to the Dolphins making plays. They just need to make more plays, and they need to be a more solid football team.
So, what's your take? So, Jacksonville's looking and putting their game plan together. Going well, New England ran all over them.
Yeah.
Buffalo passed all. Do you think they just kind of go in with the thought of a little bit of both with this super talented James Robinson, who's off to a great start with his 5 yards in average? What do you think they do, Bo, tonight?
Well, I think they established the run. You know, obviously they're going to want to establish the run, and then I think they just run their offense until the Dolphins prove that they can stop one or the other, and they really haven't done it in either game the first 2 years. Then I just say keep doing the same things that worked against them in the first 2 weeks. But again, I mean, I'm sure Brian Flores has talked to his team, and as a defensive guy, he can't be happy with what he's seen out of his football team for the first couple of weeks. And so I would imagine a lot of the conversation this week was about shoring that up, about doing your job when you're supposed to do your job in run defense. Because to me, you know, that's that to me is a lot of the problem. You know, just do what you're supposed to do and, and, and let the other guy do his job. And I think sometimes we've seen some guys freelance a little bit and think they can make a play, and that leads to a running lane that picks up 7-8 yards or whatever. So, I stand on this theme, but as far as I'm concerned, it's about this team managing their responsibilities and playing with a little more effort and a little more physicality, I think is what the solution is for me.
Bo, the South Florida print media has had a field day in the last 7 or 10 days talking about the offseason, spending all the money on all the guys to bring in to help fix this defense, and it just hasn't worked yet. How disappointing is it to not have one of these guys, at least one of these guys, kind of step up and be this kind of high-priced free agent that you thought would come in here and play and help this defense? Because it looks like the same defense from last year.
Yeah. Well, you know, you lose Byron Jones, you know, and he's going to be out again. And so that certainly hurts. And then you look at, I mean, you look at the three other guys there. You look at Ogba. You look at Kyle. You look at Van Noy, and you look at Shaq Lawson. And you go, those guys need to play better. They need to, you know. And I'm not gonna point fingers at people. But you know, that's one of the things with free agency that you know. And it's I remember going way back when, and I forget they. The Dolphins picked up this receiver from Jacksonville. I forget what his name was in free agency. One of the first free agent guys they got. And then I remember meeting the guy, and I met him. He actually showed up in my backyard one day, and I went out and I go, "Who the hell are you?" And he says, "Oh, I just signed with the Dolphins. I'm looking for a house in the golf course. I want to sell yours." And so anyway, so he got a nice contract and did absolutely nothing, because you know what? He had money in his pocket, and all he wanted to do was play golf, and football became secondary to him. And so that, to me, is one of the difficulties with signing free agents is you know what their history is. You've got on tape of what they've done, but you don't know what they're going to play like once you put a bundle of money in their pocket. You know, some guys go to turn into neutral, and some guys go out and play hard. Now, I'm not accusing these guys of not playing hard, but – they need to start playing. Those three guys that are still left standing right now, those guys need to start playing like the veteran leaders that they expected them to be when they signed them, and make a difference on the defensive side of the football and make it a positive difference on that side of the football. Because quite frankly, I don't think we've seen really much of anything out of those three guys as of yet.
You know, it's amazing too, Bo, the kickers have been really good. Both of them doing their jobs, and offensively, we're getting a lot better. Like, I was going through, you know, because everything was kind of a downer the last few days. And I went, you know, offensive line's gotten better. Yeah, young guys are playing good. The receivers outside of the one drop were definitely good. Miles Gaskin, like, he's not going to lose playing time, man. He's earning everything he's getting right now. So there's been a lot of positives. It's just the defense.
Yeah, but Joe, let's start off with what the first thing you said, right? You want to be a good football team. Do you think when you talk about they talk about Baltimore, or they talk in New England, or talk these places, the first thing up goes, well, our kickers are kicking pretty well.
Yeah, I shouldn't have put that out there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying is, what you know, it's like a couple of years ago when the punter was our MVP for the year. You know, right.
Brandon Fields,
you know?
Yeah.
Close neighbor. Just
the happiest neighbor I've ever seen.
Right.
Out mowing his own yard.
It got you a free garage beer is what it got you.
Those homemade beers. My man was always making those homemade beers. I loved them.
But you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? Here you are going into your third week of the season, and you're going into a game, and you're going, hey, our kickers have been really good. Yeah. You know, that doesn't bode well for – you know, for where your team's at right now.
Yeah,
not the first thing you want to bring up, right?
No.
The first thing you want to bring up is not about your kicker and your punter, right?
If that's number three or four down the line, then I'm all for it, you know.
Right,
but when that's the first thing that you hang your hat on, at this point in the season, yeah, I'm not too thrilled about that.
Hey, Bo, we got to get to this other story because I was thinking about a lot of our old teammates. So Tyrod Taylor, we think, is having chest issues and stuff.
Yeah.
Only to find out, I thought the old doctor passed away, but apparently he showed up in L.A. Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured the quarterback's lung. And I was
I'm laughing at the fact that you still can't let it go, Joe.
Dead or not, I can't let it go. You're right. Let me ask you this question, Bo. I didn't even know they were still numbing the body up. I didn't know they were still doing that. Did you?
They do. Yeah, I mean, look, if you stop doing that, you're going to have half the players that aren't going to be on the field playing. If you're not able to do that, I know that they've made it a little more difficult, and they're a little more careful with it, you would think. But man, I tell you what, that's pretty scary to go in and you got a broken rib, and you're trying to give them a little pain relief, and you stick the needle in the guy's lung and collapse his lung or whatever happened to him. But you know, Joe, I've seen, you know, you and I have both seen some pretty strange things with needles in this business, and I guess, you know, it was a little more flagrant back when we played.
Right.
But boy, to think that a doctor could make that kind of mistake
in 2020,
it's just mind-boggling to me.
All right, so let's go through it, man. Let's share it, because people are all jacked up on the text machine. Let's give our all-time best ones. I'm gonna go Dan Johnson, crack ribs. Shooting those bad boys up. That's not number one, but I've got that one. Let me see you top that one. Watching that guy's pain all year.
Number one in my book was walking into the locker room, sticking my head in the training room at halftime, and seeing Lyle Blackwood land on the table with the doctor on his hands and knees on top of him with a needle that was about 4 inches long. Oh. And sticking the needle right in the crook of his nose because he had broke his nose.
Oh,
and he was sticking the needle. He was putting a needle in right where your forehead meets the tip of your nose.
Oh.
He was putting that thing in. If he had a hammer, he would have used it like it was a chisel on that thing.
Oh, Bo. Oh, Bo, you actually saw that when you walked in? Oh, man.
I did.
I immediately regret telling Joe to ask you that question.
Bo, I got one better, though, Bo. I set you up, and I gave you a chance. And he called me a little liquored up 2 weeks ago. John Geisler shooting his knee all year, walking around on crutches, got to be number one.
No. Well, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you talk about a warrior. That guy was a warrior. So not only did they, you know, he went through a period 1 year where they shot him up during the week for practice. They shot him up before the game. They shot him up at halftime, and then after the game, they shot him up again just so he could get home. How about that?
God. Were you guys in a torture camp? What were you doing?
And then the guy played every week.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Every,
he played.
Did, right, Joe?
Right through the playoffs, he played. I told him he had a right to be as liquored up as he wanted to be on Scotch the night he was talking to me. I had no problem.
Jeez.
Hey, Bo, so we used to go in a room because people have called like, hey, did they do that with you guys? I go, yeah, man. At the end of the year, Bo, I remember going in that special room. There were seven or eight guys waiting their turn to shoot, whether it was an ankle, a toe, a shoulder, a rib. I mean, the doctor was busy. There were a lot of guys. And by the way, we wanted to do it because we wanted to be part of our good teams, and we didn't want to lose our jobs.
Can you go today? And you go, well, no, I don't think so. Yeah.
And he was good. Coach Hill was like, you're going today, right? You didn't practice all week, but you're good today? And like, Coach, I'm good today.
Right.
I barely got here to the game.
He answered the question for you, right? Yeah. Yeah. He asked you the question, but he answered it himself. I remember one year I had my I hate to get into these stories, but I had my guy, Joe Cribbs blew up my thigh up in Buffalo, and anyway I got swollen. I had to go in like on Thursday, the week of a game. They had to stick a tube in and suck blood clots. It was just disgusting, and they left a tube on my leg draining out of my leg, and so I'm standing in the locker room before the game on Sunday, and I couldn't bend my leg 2 inches. And I'm standing there, I got blood oozing out of my leg, and I'm standing there against the wall, and Coach Shula walks out, and he says, how you doing, Bo? And I said, well, not very good. He says, how's your leg? I said, well, Coach, I can't do anything. I can't can't bend it. And he goes, I go, what do you want me to do? I said, he goes, what do you mean what I want you to do? I go, well, do you want me to stand on the sideline or should I go to the press box? What should I do? And he goes, no, I want you to play. And he just turns around and walks away.
I got
blood oozing down my leg. I can't bend my leg. God. And you know, for about 2 minutes, I thought, I'm like, well, screw him. I'm going to go ahead and get dressed up and play then.
Right.
Until I realized I couldn't bend my leg.
Oh, gosh, Bo. Those were fun times. So we just shared.
Those were the days, my friend.
Yeah. And by the way, these are Saturday night stories when we're drinking on the road that we share that were pretty good. Hey, by the way, Bo, before we let you go, we got a chance to win this game tonight, though. On a serious note, I feel pretty good that it's going to be. It's not going to be just all Jacksonville night. It's going to be a good game.
I'm disappointed if the Dolphins don't show better tonight, and I'd be disappointed if they lose because you know you got to, you know, it's still early in the season, but you don't 0-1, 0-2. You don't want to get to 0-3 and be sitting in there, you know, with. I don't know who's coming out next. Seattle, you know, is that the next game? Seattle. I'm kind of a week to week guy in this, but you know, you go 0-3. You got Seattle coming to town. Then I think you got the 49ers soon thereafter. I mean, you if you want to get some wins, you better get them soon. You know.
Yeah. Hey, Bo. I'm thinking. I was just telling these guys I got to get out of the house this weekend. Are you going out? Are you going to one of the Bo campers Saturday night for the UMFSU game? Or are you going down there?
No, I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go to one of the places.
Which one we
think? I'm either going to go to the beach, Bo's Beach, or I'm going to go to our store in Oakland Park.
Ooh, man,
and sit and enjoy the game.
Yeah, that sounds good. Bo, what's going on there with for fans for tonight's game and all the other basketball, college football game? Big weekend here in South Florida.
We got everything going on, and the basketball's been great. The Heat one game away from the NBA finals, and well, who would have believed that, but here we are. And so that's been good. And I know we had a big crowd in all of our places last night for it. And it's nice to see the Heat fans get back out again and start talking championships and stuff. It's been so long. And so that's been good. And it's certainly the football season has been great. And, you know, and I got to tell you, Joe, I watched University of Miami play their first game against who they play UAB in their first game.
Yep.
And I thought, oh my gosh! I go, I saw the beginning of the game. I go, oh man, this is gonna be another rough year for Miami. And then I saw them last week, and boy, they got a pretty nice football team there. They got some really talented players. Those defensive ends they got, and their quarterback is playing well, King, and boy, they look like, they kind of. I know it's a little early, but they kind of starting to look like the old Canes a little bit there.
Mm. Yeah, that was fun, Bo. I'm with you. Well, listen, Bo, I think I'm going to see you. We're going to have to make plans because I'm not going to see you tonight for Saturday night for going. I'm fine either the beach or going to the Oakland Park. Either one sounds good.
All right,
thank you, buddy.
Take care, guys.
See you. Became Bo Camper joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, listen, man, this is as good as it's ever been. 2020 with your South Florida Chevy dealers right across the board. You talk about having it figured out and feeling really good about the new cars, trucks, and SUVs, especially with a Chevy Open Road Sale event still on. Fantastic deals going on for you right now. If you're looking for that new look, whether you need something that looks great, you need more space, the new technology and safety features and a price that you can afford every month, I think your South Florida Chevy dealers nailed it from top to bottom. Whether you're looking at Tahoes or Silverados or even the new Suburbans, if you just need a lot of space, you can't beat that. But let's talk about some of the new looks, especially with so many people going to the midsize SUV, the 2020 Traverse, one of my favorites, man. First of all, it's still spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that great look and style. That's what I like so much. When it looks good and you get inside and you're 6'4 and you fit, man, it's awesome. And the new Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, is awesome. And, of course, I got to get the 2020 Chevy Blazer. I think it's the best-looking Blazer they have, best-looking SUV they have. Listen, I think you're going to fall in love with it. I want you to stop, take a test drive. Wait until you see the deal. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. South Florida Chevy dealers on fire. 2020, unbelievable.
All right, Dolphins and Jacksonville tonight, Thursday night football. Let me get to the injury report for you, brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We know the big news. Byron Jones is out. He did not practice all week with a groin and Achilles. He'll be out tonight. Matt Breida had a full practice. Jakeem Grant, Xavier Howard, Shaq Lawson, Emmanuel Ogba, Devontae Parker, Kyle Vannoy, all full practice. So that's good news. All of them will play tonight. But the big news, Byron Jones out tonight for Thursday Night Football, Dolphins and Jaguars.
Next man up. Good luck. And I wonder how much they can cover him up. Igbinoghene, who got worn out last week by Stephon Diggs in his first real game since college that he got a chance to play so much. I'm just wondering what it'll look like. And Nick Needham didn't play much better last week, and all those guys going to have to play. So we'll find out tonight as Dolphins get set to play Jacksonville right here on 560 WQAM.
And by the way, speaking of Jacksonville, Brandon Lindorout tonight as well for the Jacksonville.
Yeah, yeah, one of my favorite guys. St. Thomas Aquinas turned into a really good center in the league, got himself a new contract, and I think he still lives down here in South Florida. His family moved, but yeah, another one of the many South Florida guys, especially, I don't know what the number is for St. Thomas Aquinas right now of guys in the NFL. But it just seems like there's a lot of guys. My God, every time you turn around, there's guys, I don't even know, there's got to be 14 or 15 guys. I know you're looking it up right now, but there's got to be.
No, you want to know why? Because NFL Communications last week, I knew that I just saw this email come up. They actually put out hometowns of most NFL players, and it ended up that Houston was number one with 24, Miami 19, Fort Lauderdale had 14, but it also had high schools on here, and St. Thomas actually leads the league with 11 guys in the NFL.
Huh, 11?
11 guys. Sam Young, James White, LaMarcus Joyner, Brandon Leonard, Bobby Hart, Philip Dorsett, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, Giovanni Bernard, Geno Atkins, and Damon Arnett. All 11 guys. Number two was Allen High School. Number three was actually Deerfield Beach. Six guys from Deerfield Beach are sitting there in the pros also.
Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of guys. Northwestern dabbles. Central's got some guys. I mean, you go through all these high schools. Western High School's got a couple of guys that are in the NFL. American Heritage, Plantation's got guys. American Heritage, Del Rey's got guys.
Right, right.
You just go around of the guys playing in the NFL.
On that list too, Immokalee's got four. Norland High School's got four. Like it's funny you said that because this email just came out last week from the NFL Communications, and I remember seeing all this on here, including St. Thomas being the number one high school. Yeah,
you know, there are people out there, unless you went to high school down here and you're aware of it, but you go to high schools around the United States, there's a good chance you never have a guy that ever makes it to the NFL. And these schools we're talking about constantly have two or three players playing.
Right.
Like, actively see him in the off season. I never even met a professional football player till I got to college. It's the first time. And you look now, and these guys go to school and work out with them all off season.
Right, yeah. Right. Just 194 NFL players right now from the state of Florida in the NFL.
Yeah. Wow.
That's including 33 from Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Crazy numbers out there across the board, and we see it every week and talk about it so much. And last night, not forget about our man Tyler Hero. It is Tyler Hero Day. What a great story. I think part of what makes the story is the fact that he's the youngest guy. He's 20 years old, but also he's just been so clutch. His numbers in crunch time in the fourth quarter, they were showing those. He had 17 in the fourth last night. Going one-on-one, going off picks. I mean, he was hot, and the team was making sure they got him the ball, and he knew, like, don't be nice right now. Keep throwing him down. Inside the three-point line, outside the three-point line, just fantastic stuff. Butler, Drogic, and Bam also all with 20-plus point games last night. The four of them combined to score 103 points. Good stuff. More importantly, they're up three games to one. And boy, I got to tell you, if this thing ends the way we think it's going to end, LeBron versus the Miami Heat, LeBron and the Lakers versus the Miami Heat is going to be so much fun to, and to me, he'd have nothing to lose. Like, LeBron's team was one of the favorites anyway, but the Heat, man.
Well, every bit of pressure will be on LeBron and the Lakers. Every bit. I mean, it'd be pressure, obviously, on the Heat because they're in the finals to maybe win, but the Lakers to lose to the Celtics or the Heat at this point would be a huge disappointment if they do make it past the Nuggets. I can never stop until the Nuggets are done with the series, now that I've learned the first two series they played in. Until the actual series is over, I can't call them dead yet.
You know, percentage-wise, they should be up 2-1.
Right.
I want to see AD make that shot again in practice, and I just want to see that one. Let me see you make that again, big fella. Yeah. Who, by the way, is really obviously a very good player and finally on a good team, not a good player on a bad team that can't win, has been fantastic. We got all kinds of stuff going on. I want to thank Bo for coming on this morning. And make your way to Bo Campers if you don't have plans this weekend and looking to get out of the house and go watch a zillion games on, including whether it's tonight or for the Dolphins, tomorrow night for the Heat, or Saturday night for the Canes and all your other favorite college football games. And even all day Sunday, man. Right. Bo Campers is just a great place to go with those locations. And it just depends whether you want to be on the water. They're all really, I mean, it doesn't matter what angle you're at. You're watching games that you care about the most. So it's really, really cool to do that. We got to take a quick break. Am I all right, Woody? Am I supposed to do anything now?
No, I'm going
to
tell people about Fantasy Football, Joe. There's a Fantasy Football Report weekdays. Oh, good. Here, sponsored by our favorite Tito's Homemade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not? We'll tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Tonight is Miami and Jacksonville. It starts week 3 of the NFL season and week 3 of the Fantasy Football season. So whether you have DJ Chark tonight, who is questionable, whether you have Gardner Minshew, if you have Ryan Fitzpatrick, Miles Gaskin maybe on your fantasy team at this point, or Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker, some of the big names there as well. Lots of fantasy football coverage. Lots of injuries last week, so I'm sure that waiver wire is pretty hot.
James Robinson, undrafted rookie.
That
what
was
a story.
I was going to end with him because he might be the biggest surprise out of all those names that we just threw out there. James Robinson having a pretty good 2-game start to his season as well. So listen here, by the way, Fantasy Football Reports weekdays every day here, sponsored by Tito's Homemade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not, we'll tell you. And it's all brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Ooh. All right, that was Gail Sayers and Brian's song about Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers and a great relationship they had as a white player and a black player, white running back and one of the great running backs during that time in 1965. That part I'll just put right out there. And if I have to give you half my man card this morning, I don't care. When he does that, I'm going to watch it again this weekend in honor of the late, great Gale Sayers, who passed at age 77. And, of course, Brian Piccolo is from down here. I mean, when you see Brian Piccolo, some people, you know, like younger people, like, hey, I'm going to Brian Piccolo Park or going to Brian Piccolo Stadium. They don't really like, it must have been some guy gave a lot of money or something. And it's that guy, if you're ever wondering, that's went to St. Thomas Aquinas. There's a lot of people still working down here. I know Frank Walker, who's an attorney, knew him really well. And used to talk about him. And, of course, Gale Sayers is one of the great running backs with a real short career that he had because of injuries and didn't have the technology back then what they have now. But it's unbelievable. But I can't think of a better movie. And for young people who haven't seen it, somebody brought in a good one, though, because I've also seen the John Cappelletti and his brother, Joe or Joey Cappelletti.
Something for Joey. It's called Something for Joey. Someone said, guys, another great but sad
great one.
Sports
great
movie.
Great
right?
one.
Uh-huh.
John Cappelletti got the Heisman and got up, talked about his brother and their stuff and showed a brother's relationship. And just that was a good one. It's just really hard to beat Brian's song just because the whole relationship And so Brian pushed Gale Sayers to get healthy after he injured his knee. And Gale Sayers was just so upset because he was just like came right into the league and was like the best player. I think he had like 22 touchdowns his first year. Had a game in San Francisco. They still talk about it. It was old Kezar Stadium. If you're ever looking up old but still one of the greatest performances of all time, Gale Sayers had 6 touchdowns.
Jeez.
My dad still talks about it as a 49er fan. He called it the greatest performance ever in San Francisco. 6 touchdowns in a game. 4 running, 1 on a screen, which is a pass play, and 1 on a punt return. And they were all like, I mean, some of them were long runs, and the field was just a mess. I mean, the field was. These players today go, I ain't playing on this. Oh, hell no. A little dangerous out here.
Should have brought that up when I was talking about fantasy football. That'd be a hell of a fantasy football day.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just a good one for everybody to watch all these sports movies. And I know people like Rudy and all that stuff. But these two stories and Joey and Brian Song are pretty good, man. Pretty good stuff. That, so we just wanted to get that out there in honor of the late, great Gale Sayers, who passed at age 77. Also, the other thing he'll always be tied with, they talk about great drafts. Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers, and I forgot which guy went first for the Chicago Bears, same draft. You're like, damn, you don't need anybody else in that draft. That's a good draft right there.
That's GM of the year right there.
One guy just kicking ass on everybody, and the other guy just, I wonder what those practices were like for Gale Sayers. Like, those two trying to just pound each other would have been crazy. Hey, the other great story here in South Florida, the Tyler Hero, age 20, 37 points, 17 in the fourth. Just unbelievable performance when you're looking at it. And the veterans with them also all had good games. Butler and Dragic and Bam all big, big games last night. Heat up 3-1 in this series. Have a chance. I never thought I was going to say this, man. One game away from getting to the finals, the NBA Finals. It's going to be a lonely Orlando bubble here pretty soon, man.
Right.
Be two teams just kind of looking at each other in the restaurant, right? I always wondered, do you ever wonder if those guys hang out at all with each other after they play? Dude, let's go grab a bite to eat after the game. I'm kind of pissed.
We saw the Celtic players via a couple of those guys' social media all at the pool in the afternoon. I'm just wondering if, like, the other team could go down there at the same time. There's not, like, certain times you could go down there, right? So you could, you're going to bump into other guys. I mean, I'm guessing when there were 16 or 22 teams, they're a little bit different. Now there's 4 left and there's soon going to be 2 left. But yeah, I can imagine that they're seeing each other, but you're right. I wonder if guys are maybe having lunch together or see each other for a dinner or whatnot. Like, I wonder if that is happening there in that bubble.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That would be an interesting one for sure to see what. Anyway, hey, real quickly, 305-567-0560. I did not forget about the text machine, even on just a few hours of sleep. What do we have this morning?
Doug from Indianapolis wrote in the locker room stories and interviews with the old Dolphins players are the best radio ever. Thanks. Don't worry, the doctor won't hear you.
I know, but whether you're a Christian or kind of a half-assed Christian or not a Christian, like, I always wonder, like, is it okay to tell stories, whether they make somebody look good or bad, about people that have passed away, man? And my guys all give me a hard time because I can't let that doctor go. But I had not a very good relationship. You're not going to have a great relationship with a team doctor when you walk out on a surgery that morning. I didn't exactly check myself out. And it was like, I should have never gone down there. And that's what made it so awkward. I checked in and the night before and got prepped and let him shave my body to put that orange stuff all over, cleansing stuff. Then I was first surgery in the morning, and I walked, man. I walked, I don't know, 4 or 5 in the morning. I called. I did make the call, woke the doctor up. He wasn't even up yet. I said, listen, man, I'm not doing this surgery. Don't come down here for me. And before I knew it, he was in my face in the room before I could get my stuff. Well, he lived close to, it was Mercy Hospital back then.
Right, right. But he came down there to confront you about it?
Well, he came down. He's doing surgeries, but I'm guessing maybe he got up a little earlier when he realized this kid out of Berkeley is leaving, man. I better do this because you look back, there were a lot of guys who weren't sure about this guy anyway. And the other part of the story is I had talked to Dr. Canal, who I trust and love, and he had called me and said, Joe, because I let him look at me, and he goes, you don't need this surgery. And I said, well, man, they got me checked in, man. I better just follow the company rule. And then I got in that room, and Jesus and the cross were up there kind of looking at me, and it was the longest talk I ever had with that cross. I've grown up as a Catholic with the cross, and I was looking at it, and I said, hey, my man, I know you've been through a lot too. But and we just kind of talked. And the next thing I know, man, I got up, said, can you get this guy's phone number for me to the nurse? She goes, yeah, are you in pain or something? Your surgery's pretty soon. I go, no, there ain't going to be no surgery. I'm calling it off. So I called him. He came down. He must have sprinted because I was going for the door, and there he is. And
wow.
Said, hey, you're not leaving. You got to get this surgery. And I said, what? You did not say that. Like, you did not say that to me. And then it went on to say, wait till Coach Shula finds out about this and how you went against what was best for the team. And I went, oh, my God, you're a real low-life human being. I did not realize. And, you know, I'm in pain, so I'm in no mood to be playing around, right? So it got ugly at the door, and the nurse is there. So they're kind of telling me I can't leave. And I'm like, what? Am I in jail or a hospital?
That's crazy.
So I had that nightgown. I grabbed my underwear, my shorts that I had, my sandals, and my T-shirt. I walked out in that gown, walked down to my car, and I drove off. And about halfway down 95, on my way home, I said to myself, what the F did I just do? I still got to face Shula.
I was going to ask you at a certain point, when did it hit you that Shula's going to confront you about not having that surgery? Like, when
I'm driving up 95. And it kind of hit me somewhere between Fort Lauderdale and Miami on the drive. Like, you realize nobody has ever done this. There's a chance. And by now, by the time they have their meeting this morning, every one of my teammates is going to know I walked out. And they are laughing their ass off. And that coach is furious, the head coach. By the time I got home, wife says the team is blowing up the phone, want to know where you are.
Oh, my God.
And I went, oh, man. And they go, you got to face him. I go, I can't. He's going to rip me so bad. There's no way.
I'm sorry to laugh so hard.
And by the way, it was worse. So I didn't talk to him. I didn't call. He called. The secretary's calling me nonstop. Coach is off the field. Wants this, you know. And go, oh, he's in pain. Get him. So finally, you got to face him. So I went down there, and it didn't go real well.
Not good. Right.
I'll just leave it with the late, great Don Shula. It didn't go well. I'll just leave it at that. But
well, another text came and said, good morning, guys. Daily listener. Love the show. Joe, please keep ripping the old doctor, even if the poor guy's dead. So it seems like the listeners want to hear.
So, yeah, but so would you do it all over again, do the same thing? No, I just get the surgery. I'm joking. I would have never. Just never had it. My shoulder's fine. Never had it. My shoulder's fine. I was right. The dead doctor was wrong. Is that? I can't say. It just sounds better. He sued me and won once. I don't think. Right. Can you sue somebody? I don't know.
From the grave, I don't know. But maybe there's family.
I don't know how that goes.
Be careful with that. Well, speaking of that, let me tell you about the injury report one more time for Dolphins and Jaguars tonight. Big news, Byron Jones is out. He did not practice all week. He is not playing tonight. You got Matt Breida, Jakeem Grant, Xavier Howard, Shaq Lawson, Emmanuel Ogba, Devontae Parker, Kyle Van Noy, all in full participation in practice. All will play tonight. The injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
All right, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to. We're on time. If our program director's listening right now, he doesn't usually listen. But if he is, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.